Welcome everyone back to the Titty Hickman Podcast. I'm currently under the weather right now. I had allergies at least six times, mainly because of dog sitting my brother's dog, Chance. He's a good dog. He's a whipper. He's a good dog. He wants to go play outside, and I'm not that type to go playing outside with him. I'm more of a house negro. I like to be in the house. I got a doctorate in being in the house. Yes, I do. I have a doctorate in being in the house. I currently do. I have some people in my life that have a doctorate in going out. That is the opposite of me. I like to be in the house. Tell me if I'm wrong. You have a better chance dying out there than being in your house. Tell me if I'm wrong. No. Either way, too much of anything ain't good for you, according to Barry White. Rest in peace to a legend. You know, too much of anything ain't good for you. I think mainly because I'm in the house because of the pandemic, and the pandemic is over. You know, I think it's over. Nowadays, the media flip-flops about, oh, the pandemic is on, and now the pandemic is off, the pandemic is on, pandemic is off. It's like, make up your mind. First COVID, now monkeypox. It's like, monkeypox just magically appeared. Are you kidding me right now? The monkeypox just magically appeared, and it's contracting with gay people, bisexual people. It's like, dang. How about down low, niggas? Even the down low niggas gotta have bunny pots. And nowadays they're saying, you know, straight people that don't engage in gay or bisexual sex can't get monkeypox. But apparently they can. You contract with a gay person, you can get monkeypox, according to the New York Gov CDC. I mean, dang, can't bring over a guy. Scratch that off the list. Can't do that, man. And I had all the chances. But, oh well. I don't think I'm going to do any more of my podcast anymore. I think I'm just going to just come out as a comedian. You know, it's good enough that I have a mother who is a gospel comedian. I think I just come out as a secular comedian because I cuss too much for gospel. Just saying. She does clean comedy. I do explicit comedy. You know, she cuss. I mean, she doesn't cuss. I don't. I do. You know, I don't think I'd be. I could probably clean or bleep out my words. Probably. But apparently not. I'm just saying. Apparently not. Yeah, apparently not. But enjoy for the Teddy Hickman Podcast. The last time I did this podcast, we talked about Roe v. Wade and how it was overturned, and people looked at Clarence Thomas is the only Negro as a Supreme Court judge. And people on social media was criticizing Clarence Thomas and this nigger doesn't know how it is to be an American. This nigger don't know his place. It's like, what the hell? What? White liberals are actually coming out the closet. First they want to say Black Lives Matter and we're for you. We for your kind. And now they're calling Clarence Thomas a nigger or a Negro. That's what I learned a lot from these white liberals, you know. One minute they for you, next minute they're against you, you know. It's like no different with me coming out as a Trump supporter. I've had people in my life that supported the LGBTQ movement, that supported Black Lives Matter, and are in these diversity and inclusion clubs or movements. Shoot. Excuse me.
excuse me, sorry for burping doing this podcast. But these movements, if you coming as a Trump supporter, Lord, they'd be very, how could you be a Trump supporter if you're black? It's like, dang, how could you be a liberal and be for us? Like, liberals are the most racist people. And they'd be like, I'm not racist, I'm not racist. Y'all are the only people that bring up race. Like, I don't give a care at all. I could care less about your race, your sexual orientation, your gender. I can care less about the thing. Can we have a mental conversation? They'll bring their emotions involved. You're a racist. You're a Trump supporter. You don't know your place. You don't believe in racism. I think racism exists, but I don't give it truth to power. I don't make it my God. And this is the thing for, you know, as a black man in America that lives in the, I'm not going to say my parents are conservative, but the majority of the black community is highly conservative. They go to church, they have kids. Not everybody in the black community has a two-parent household, but you get what I'm saying. But yeah, it's kind of ridiculous. You know, you have these liberals that say, you need to be in your own place. And putting black people in the bubble, maybe the very same ones fighting for change. That's the crazy part. They be the main ones claiming they're fighting for the change of black people. But one minute, once you become a Trump supporter or Republican or conservative, they'll go against you. And I probably talked about this on my podcast, but Jesus Christ. Me coming out as a Trump supporter? I've had my entire family talk about me, talk down on me, especially if you're the only one in the family. I've had old friends talk down on me. I've had, classmates from high school. They blocked my number because I support a person. Like, I'm not even Republican. I'm a Trumplican. You know, sometimes I say I'm libertarian, moderate, or I'm going to say independent, Republican, libertarian in real life. That's how I'd say it right there. Those are the acronyms for that. But liberals, Jesus, can we at least have a conversation? No, they bring their emotions involved. And it's like, about 1776, do you know about your ancestors? It's like, yes, I know about my ancestors, Jesus Christ. We're no longer in slavery. Black people are dominating in most of these industries. Like, calm the hell down. LeBron James is the active basketball player, and he's making billions. You know, you see Jay-Z, you see Kanye West. I look up to these guys. If they can do it, I can do it. Especially Andrew Tate. If he can do it, I can do it. I can be successful. So when we have these conversations on politics, liberals come in with their emotions and conservatives, we come equipped with our logic. We come equipped with our facts. Even if I have a conversation with my family members, they either A, won't have a conversation with you, walk away, or B, bring in their emotions. And anybody want to hear that shit? Anybody want to hear that, your emotions? Come with the facts. These motherfuckers be bringing up, they be the main ones watching CNN and NBC and FBI raided Trump. It's like, dang, y'all are still talking about Trump? What about Biden? God dang. Does Biden even exist? Does Biden even exist in their vocab? Does Biden even exist? Ain't nobody in my family even talking about Biden. Leave Biden alone. But Trump is racist. Jesus. I think I'm gonna make my podcast as a comedy now. You know, it's crazy as hell. That's all I want to say. You know, liberals, I feel bad for Clarence Thomas. At least that brother knows where he is. He knows his place. He's a successful black man, one of the kind in the Supreme Court justice. You know, I think he got his revenge on Biden. How Biden treated him back in the day with the, what's that lady's name? Everybody knows that whole Biden and Clarence Thomas thing. You know, it's crazy. But yeah, if you ever confront a liberal or if you encounter one, hey, have a conversation. Liberals need to do their job. They didn't come with the facts. And conservatives, hey, all I can say is, hey, just listen. I think both sides need to listen. Liberals, conservatives, moderates, libertarians, apolitical, no matter what your affiliation is at, your ideology. You could be a Marxist that supports Black Lives Matter. You could be a conservative that supports Trump. You got some rhinos in there like Liz Cheney that's against Donald Trump. Every Republican's not gonna agree with everything. But shh, them Democrats, them motherfuckers, no, they put them in a whole bubble. But ever since Joe Manchin went against the whole Build Back Better plan and went against Biden, Democrats started trying to shove Joe Manchin away. It's like, dang. Can we please not be a monolith? That's how I am with the Black community. Can we all not vote Democrat? Can we at least have some of us that vote Republican, Libertarian, moderate, independent? Like, for real. This is the reality we're living in. But Black people are actually waking up. We've seen the Trump administration. A lot of Black people that are in the streets probably don't have degrees, but a lot of them are waking up and say, oh my God, these gas prices are $6. These gas prices are $8 in California. Oh my God. Hell, F with people's economy and F with people's children. They ain't gonna take that kindly well. And plus, the high crime, them crime rates, that's gonna be for another, the next segment right now. And them crime rates, too. I only imagine if you live in St. Louis, Chicago, New York City, California as a whole. California as a whole is a shithole. Excuse my language if you live in California, communist California, where all the crime is at. Like a lot of these people, because I know I'll be watching James Klug's or James Klug or James Klug's YouTube channel. He comes to interview people and ask some questions, and he'll debate on his facts, But this recent one he did was on can Democrats and Republicans reconcile? If he would have interviewed me with that question, I'd say I think Democrats and Republicans can reconcile, but you got people within the party, some hardcore rhinos and some hardcore progressives and Democrats that, they just at each other's throats. That's why we see a lot of things that's going on in America. Because all you know is that progressives, they want to do everything fast. Let's just get it out there. Let's get it out there. Whereas, Republicans, they take their time. And that's how I see like both my parents. I could be wrong, but I've seen from based on experience. If something happened to me at school, say if I got bullied, for example, if I got bullied, my mom would come up to school, hey, they did what to my child? I'm gonna go beat their ass. My mama don't play. She'll fucking kill somebody. My mama don't play. F with her kids, she will F with you back. I think every parent is like that. I could be wrong, but my mama don't play. She come up to school. They did what to my child? I'm a fucking I'm not lying to you. Like, I probably had two instances at school and I got bullied. My mama came up in that school, talked to me, talked to the principal, talked to one of the English teachers that was working at the school that she knew. Lord confronted the bully. If you mess with my child again, I'm a what? Mama don't play. Now, Daddy, however, does the opposite. He's cool, calm, and collected. It's okay. My dad always brings up, he always brings his notebook around. He get his pen and his notebook. Okay, they did this with my child. Okay, let's have a conversation and we have a schedule. It's like this nigga is an Oreo. Because when you look at my mama and my daddy, you be like, she act like she from the hood, and he act like he live with the white folks. Am not lying. I am not lying. Like, every time we turn around, even if it's going to the dentist, my dad always brings his notepad around. It's like, okay, this calls for this. Okay, this calls for that. And they got, both of my parents have two different careers. She's a teacher slash gospel comedian slash slash like mother, and my dad is an accountant slash father. He's just an accountant. So he brings he is he's used to it. He brings his notepad, his pen, his paper. He comes equipped. He's like, okay. But it was one incident. It was one incident where I've never seen this side of my father before. We went to a car dealership. He was trying to get this new truck that he've always wanted. Lord, we pulled up that door. I don't know what happened. All I remember was like, you ain't for the I ain't never seen that side from my father ever. I've never seen him go from light-skinned accountant to black on black. And say, I'm not trying to make this out of a colorism thing, but the way my daddy is, you don't really expect that from him. You expect it as a cool, calm, and collected. I usually see that type of thing from my mama, not my daddy. I don't usually see that type of thing from my daddy. I don't know. Hey, I don't know. I don't know. It seemed like the demon is coming out of And me and my mom, we were just waiting at the dealership. And I was like, where did this Negro go? So he called us. He said, Margo, where y'all at? Like, we at the dealership. This Negro left us at the dealership. Dealership. I've never seen that side of my daddy. I've never seen this side. So I learned a lot from my parents. When it comes to my mama, F for a kid, she gets mad. F with his money, he gets mad. My daddy do not play with his money. And my mama don't play when people mess with her kids. Now you learned a lot from your parents. Shoo. I learned a lot from my parents. Now I want to know what triggers me. Well, let me say this. F with my mama, we'll see what happens. Didn't really expect this episode to be just full of comedy. Maybe I'll just change this, the podcast. The Teddy Hickman podcast is now a comedy stream. Only on streaming services on Spotify and Apple Podcast. Just the more I listen to my podcast. So what have I been doing lately? I'm currently on YouTube. I tried to shift most of my like podcast audio episodes over there. I tried to even try to do like a video podcast. Like you actually see my face. And it ultimately failed. Now I'm doing like political stuff. And what does that mean? I'm currently doing some shorts over there. I got me some Jordan Peterson. Let me see if I can record this thing. If I go to YouTube and record this. Let me see what I got on my thing. So my YouTube is called The Teddy Hickman. I got Jordan Peterson, the philosopher, Tate Whoop is feminist. Yeah, Andrew Tate Whoop the feminist. Not physically, but verbally. Tate destroys XQC. And I got some Steve Harvey over there. Got The Rock. Got Biden. The people had enough of Biden. Yeah, that video. Aiden Ross gets swatted. Trump gets raided. Speed gets raided. Man, that whole. Let me say this. What was that, 6 days ago? Shoot. Ever since Aiden Ross got raided, you heard about Trump getting raided and you heard about Speed. I never heard of Speed before. So when you heard about Speed, you heard about Trump. I'm like, dang. These different people are getting raided and swatted. God dang. What is all this connected to? Are these like the most hated people? Are they the most liked? Where is this all coming from? And I got other videos that says Kanye shit. And I got the Hodge twins, Tate speaking the truth, Tate versus this pod with David, with Dave, the Barstools guy or whatever. Karma's a bitch. The school system is rigged. Oh yeah, I forgot to say, currently, I'm not going back to school for this semester. I've learned some things. I'm not gonna spend my money on school at all right now. I'm investing in my YouTube channel. I'm investing in my movies. Because I feel like school is a waste of time. You take all these pointless ass classes. Like, what do I need history for? What do I need PE for? What do I need some of these classes that ain't got nothing to correlate with being a filmmaker? I need to take writing classes, photography classes, not all these pointless ass classes that don't correlate what I'm, majoring in. That's how I am with school. And I've looked up Andrew Tate. Well, actually, I've been following Andrew Tate, but he was talking about how the school system is rigged. I'm not sure how I can, keep this recording, and maybe you follow me on social media, look at that up yourself, and following Sneeko. But if you follow this YouTube channel called Flex's Talk, and this young guy, he goes around interviewing people in New York, asking them questions, name seven continents, and we talking about young people around my age, Gen Z. These idiots don't even they can't even name one continent. Name one continent. I can name all of them. North America, South America, Europe, Asia, Africa, Antarctica. Like, I know that's not all seven, but at least I really get some than none. They can't even name one. I'm like, help me, nigga. Jesus. He would even ask them, it was one guy, and he was wearing a cap and gown. So you can already figure out he graduated. And it was a math question. What is 3 times 3 times 3? Can anybody answer that? What's 3 times 3 times 3? This fool said 9. Help me, nigga. And I feel like, to me, that was one of the questions. And it was another question with the same guy. Asking the guy with the cap and gown, it was someone a dozen. Was it the dozen question or was it the, I think it was the dozen question. How many eggs lays a dozen? This fool said 10. I'm like, nigga, you were close. Just me looking at him, it's like, the school is rigged. And I know I was on my Facebook and I talked about this today. And one of my old teachers, actually one of my old Spanish teachers from high school, he liked the post that I put up today. And I put, school used to be exciting. Now it's teaching kids about gender pronouns, critical race theory, and school shooting procedures. They need to educate the youth on investing in crypto, NFTs, and stocks. Also, having a balance between STEM and trade. I feel like school just, school's becoming bullshit. This is coming from somebody that's the son of an educator. I don't know what she's teaching her students. I haven't been in high school in a while. Teaching kids about their pronouns and how that's interjected in society tells you a lot about what's going on. It's crazy. Even when I was in math classes back in high school, just wasting our time with algebra, algebra, algebra. It's like that algebra class. Can you teach us about making finances? I have a father. He's an accountant. He pays other people's taxes. He didn't teach me about stock. Can't teach me about NFTs. He could have. But a lot of my old classmates didn't grow up with a father. Or didn't grow with anybody that knew about finances. A lot of these kids, They want to see stuff at face value. They don't want to hear about your lectures. They don't want to hear all this constant talking. They want to see actions. They want to see actions, how to make money. I looked up to, not looked up to, but I've seen a lot of kids back in my high school. And they probably did some in other high schools too. A lot of those kids that would sell snacks, make money off of. I was like, shit, I wish I could have did that too. Because we didn't have a vending machine. So you had these kids making the hustle, making the money, and would get in trouble for it. It's like, what? You would get in trouble for trying to make money to sell snacks, to sell drinks? You kidding me? I wouldn't even try to buy me a Gatorade from them. These people are trying to make some hustle. They're trying to make some money to educate the youth. Maybe they don't remember algebra, but they can remember some NFTs. They can remember some crypto. They can remember some stocks. You know? My dad can go to my bank account and say, oh, T, you ain't got no money in your bank account. You ain't got no money in your checking, but you got some money in your savings. But I got more money in crypto and stock combined than I got in my bank account. This is facts. I got more money than I got in my crypto and my stock than I have in my bank account. I do. I currently do. I could sell my stuff. I just choose not to. I choose not to. I could sell my stuff. I could, you know, I could sell if I want to. You know, I'm investing in some Ethereum. So I can go on my crypto right now. What am I stocking in? Where's my Coinbase at? Coinbase. I ain't got no Bitcoin, but I definitely have me some Zcash, ApeCoin, DFI, Dot Money, Polkadot, Ethereum, Ethereum Name Service, Cryptex Finance, Binance, USD, Litecoin, High Street, EOS, Celo, Decentraland, Tether. I got some Dogecoin, Polygon, Cosmo, USD Coin, Podcast. I hope y'all listening to this. I have all this. I don't have every single thing, but I have a lot of these cryptos. Cardano, Ethereum Classic, Loop Ring, Shiba Inu. And the one I actually put the most emphasis and the most money on, wrapped Luna coin, was the, that ain't got no money in there. You know, I put a lot of money in there, Luna token. But crypto and stock will teach you to invest. It will teach you how to invest. Will you make mistakes? Yes. You learn your lessons. Let me go on my stock. I only got 3 stock. I got more crypto than I got stock. I only got 3 assets of stock in there. I got Shopify, Spotify. You see how I like how I did there? And I got Tesla. I invested $20 in Shopify and got 13 gain. Let me see. Yeah. Spotify, $20. And Tesla, I only put $8 in Tesla. I'd rather put in some in there than none. And gained $1.96. At least that's something, you know. Wish I had $100 to put it in there. Unless I shift that over for my crypto. But I don't want to do that. I want to just keep my money where it's at. See, this is what they need to teach kids about how to buy some Bitcoin. Just at least put $10 of Bitcoin. This is what they need to teach in schools. But no, they want to be taught this critical race theory and all this racism and all this other bullshit. It's bullshit. This is not going to lead to the future. Just because you have a minuscule prejudice of one group and that group and this group don't mean nothing. It don't mean nothing.
Even if you gotta buy some land, I know I invested $10 in real estate. I had a whole app for that, and I took it off. I don't know why. But yeah, and knowing the current economy and inflation and recession and gas prices under this administration, you better get some dough. Hell, get so tired of people. Just because you succeeding in the whole black community, I'm not even gonna go there. You can go look at on my YouTube page, my Instagram page, and see for yourself. It was this girl. She was interviewing a lot of people that was living in Arlington. Was it Arlington, Texas, or was it Dallas? I don't know. Well, yeah, I know it was in Texas. And one of the guys was like, "Over her." You could tell he was in Texas. Over her. Man, gas prices real high over here. Shoot. Excuse me, y'all. Explain that to me, where the people in the streets got more common sense than people that got degrees. I know people that got degrees and they look at this administration, "Oh my God, Joe Biden is doing a good job." For you, but not the majority. $8 gas prices in California? But you ain't driving. You ain't got no say so. Well, it will affect my Ubers, dumbass. Yeah, I'm not driving, but it will affect Ubers. Shit. Under Trump, it was at least $12 going from my house to the school, $12, between $12 and $13. But ever since Biden got up in there, doubled. Doubled. I don't know what's worse, me driving or getting Ubers. I really just walk. Just say, fuck it. Just walk. Just walk. Just walk to school. Shoot, I'll be late to class. I count these to drive me there. This is the great time to invest in some crypto. This is the great time to invest in some stock. This is a great time to invest in some NFTs. This is what needs to be taught in schools. Not nonsense. Not something that'll get you to somewhere. I want to be a billionaire. If Kanye, Andrew Tate, Jay-Z, Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, Oprah Winfrey, all these billionaires who I look up to, if they can make it, I can make it. This is all I say when I'm off camera. I'm just recording on this podcast. This is all I say off screen. I believe people can make it. Are there obstacles in life? Hell yeah. There's obstacles in life. I go through shit every day. I go through it. I know people that go through stuff. I ain't paid my bills yet. Still live with my folks. Still making dough. Having options to work from home or not. Went through some psychological stuff. Because I won't drive. I'm gonna talk about that in the next segment. I'm not even gonna talk about my driving thing. Let's just talk about America. Like the freaking Predator. Shout out to that new movie, Prey. That movie, Prey, was great. It was a great movie. It was a great movie. Not a masterpiece, but it was great. I see why a lot of females like it. That's how you make a great movie. That's how you make it, character development succeeds all. Storyline, character development, acting, all of that succeeds in all.
Jamie Foxx movie Day Shift was also great too. Featured Dave Franco, the ugly Franco. He's not ugly. He's not ugly, but he's just the shorter version of Dave. I mean, the shorter version of James Franco. You know. It also featured Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg was also a great actor in that movie as well. You know. I don't even think how that movie could survive if it didn't have Snoop Dogg in it. West Side. Well, it was great, man. It was the funniest movies of this week, currently. What else came out? What else came out? I forgot what the other movies I was gonna say. Oh, America. Now this movie called America. There's a lot of things. Was actually going through the divisions, what's dividing this country. I think of all anything, what's dividing the country is politics. Where do I stand on politics? I think we already discussed this earlier. Some say I'm Republican. Some say I'm a Trump supporter. Some say I'm a moderate. Either way, if you're a Trump supporter, you could be on either side, you know. It would make me happy if my parents came out and said they support Trump. It's like, I've been trying to wake you niggas It's like, I've been trying to wake you niggas up now. God damn. Mama's a Trump supporter. Dad's a Trump supporter. Now you get off that I'm just saying. Oh, Jesus. They've been riding Trump's dick for a while. Watching what everything with the news say. That's why I had to get away from CNN, because all the news calls is fear, fear, fear. This person got shot. That person got shot. Trump got raided by the FBI and January 6th. And this, it's just too much fear. Is this what reality is? You step out of the house and be like, this is not what the news. This is not. You go to LaMatt Lane trying to get you a little breakfast sandwich or whatever they be selling over there, and like, this is not what reality is. Like, everything they tell you on the news, no matter if it's national, local news, is bullshit. It's bullshit. That's why I don't be watching none of the news. I look at alternative media. And this is the catch. Every time I'm watching alternative media, let it be ABL, Officer Tatum, all the people I watch, this is the funny part. Every time I watch that, it's always somebody coming in. Do we have to watch this? Can we change the channel? Do we have to look at this? It's like, yes. You might learn something. You never know. Oh my God, he said it's a scandemic, but all the people have died. Says the person that watches CNN. Okay, we get the trick. Like, calm the hell down, you know? CNN is nothing but fear mongering. The media is bullshit. Everything Don Lemon says is bullshit. He'll say everything about white people. White people are racist, white supremacists, but you're getting fucked by a white man. Live your life, you know? Live your life. I'm on the down low too. I'm joking, I'm joking, I'm joking. Live your life, Don Lemon. Whatever your white man is doing to you at your house is your business. We just don't want to hear it. I'm not your therapist. Say, like, okay, Don, I hear you. What your white boy, your white husband is saying to you? He abused you. Oh my God. What's going on in that house? Say, like, Don, live your life. Calm down. You ain't got to bring your drama in the workplace. Oh, my white husband did this to me. It's like, Jesus Christ. Calm down. That's what I see with CNN. They bring all their drama and hatred and prejudice and put it on to other people's throats. And I'm like, don't shove that shit down my throat. Yo, I don't even look at Fox. I don't look at CNN. I don't look at MSNBC. I don't look at none of that crap. Don't look at none of it. It's nonsense. Now, I will tell you this. The best news anchor of all time is Tucker Carlson. Tucker is the best. He's the best. Although I did say I don't care about Fox. I don't care about Fox. Fox is trash. CNN is trash. MSNBC, all that crap is trash. But I love me some Tucker Carlson. It's like he'll be the type that plays devil's advocate. Okay, I agree with you on this one. I agree with you on that one. It's like, yes. That's right, Tucker Carlson. Alex Stein's father. You know, that's why I just think what divides America. Because if you lump my family in, let me just say this. I'm not going to say that. Me is the only Trump supporter versus a bunch of liberals. I just have a conversation with each of them. It's like, Trump is dead, Trump is that. We went to Franklin, Texas, and we saw a Confederate flag, and white people looked at us. It's like, and? These be the same people. They be like, I go to church every Sunday. I go to church. I listen to the message. I praise and worship. It's like, did you forget to pray before you go to the small town? God, please, 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 God, help me. Please help us at this small town. I saw a Confederate flag, Jesus. Please help me, Lord. I saw a Trump supporter. I saw white people. Lord, please, please let us be saved. Should have brought Daddy along. Damn. Talk about a strong black man. Should have brought Daddy along. I know I might get killed for this shit. Excuse my language. But it's like, don't black people do the same thing with white people when white people move to the hood? Look at these white people coming in our hood. What they doing? Oh, Lord. And white people be like, oh my God, we saw black people and this is it looking at us. Oh my God. Do we need to go out and help these people? So I think it just matters like wherever you're at, you know. Even when I went to go vote, it's the crazy part. Was it for the midterms or whatever? When I went to go vote, me and my dad, we went to go out and vote. He votes Democrat. You know, those blue, vote blue no matter who, people just vote Democrat, just blindly. Never voted Republican in their life, just voting blindly. Don't care, and you just look at how they live. A dull, boring ass life. So we went to the polls. It was a whole line full of black Democrats and some white ones too. And I was the only Republican. Only Republican in the Republican line. And this is what this fool told me after. He said, I didn't see no Republicans in the Republican line. Well, that is because the area where we're at, it's overwhelmingly Democrats. So of course you see a small percentage of Republicans, than a whole pancake of Democrats. You know, it's no different like if it was vice versa. You know, if we went to Abilene, Texas, and those people there vote Republican, but those people there also voted for their first black mayor. Their first black mayor. I guess they don't have no prejudice at all. I could be wrong. But those people in Abilene, Texas were nice. Based on my experience, they were nice. Nice people. You know. There's very fine people on both sides. You know. And my dad, he went to Abilene Christian University and he claimed he experienced some prejudice back in the 80s. Now, I will give him that excuse. Back in the 80s, it was horrible. I would say that. My sister went there. She asked those white folks, do you have any black people here? I'm like, damn, she actually said that to these people? Do you have any black people here? And luckily, she found some. Hey, I'd rather go to a college, there are some of us, than none of us. We gotta stick together. And then my brother went there. I don't know what his experience was, because he only stayed there for a short term. Now I can only imagine if I would have went there myself and say, damn, you leave these people behind you. Mexicans are bad drivers. They don't watch their kids. White people, they don't want us to be in the same school with them. They prejudice. Then you step out of the house. Everything your parents taught you. when you step out the house and you meet people that they claim is all these prejudice ass things, and you meet these people, you talk to these people, it's like, damn, my parents is wrong. Everything they taught me was wrong. Now, I will tell you this. My daddy is not black. I don't care what my mama says. He is not black. This nigga won't even put seasoning in his food. He won't even put seasoning in his food. It's like, he come up with an excuse like, I don't want to over-season it. I don't give a damn. Put some seasoning in your food. Even if you pre-cook it or post-cook it, just put some seasoning in your food. Damn. My sister, like, it was one time my sister, she came home to visit, and she even disclosed this. I said, Dad, you don't put no seasoning in your food. My sister's bougie. Although she saves money, she's bougie. You don't put no seasoning in your food. He said, yeah, I don't want to over-season it. It's like, Dad, are you black? Black people put seasoning in their food. You the only black nigga out. You the only nigga that don't put seasoning in their food. You the only one that don't put seasoning in their food. That's a first time. I guess we all can't think the same. It's like, God dang. You don't put seasoning in your food. And I know people be coming with these TikToks and memes and saying that white people don't put no seasoning in their food. Luckily, I haven't met white people. Well, I've met white people, but I never had friends with one. Let me put that in that context. But I met a black man who doesn't put no seasoning in their food. That man don't put seasoning in his food. Now, let me see if there are any white character traits to my mama. Just saying. Now, my mama is fully black. She knows who she is. My mama is fully black. She knows who she is. Who's this white man she married? God, it's 9:36. I'm BSing on this podcast. Jesus. White people take notes. I know I never met one. But my daddy needs to put some seasoning in this food. Even if it's just a pinch of salt, just let me say, just a fingernail salt, just put it in there. You might make the entire family happy, but this nigga don't put no seasoning in his food, and he's the main one telling us, I don't like white people and all this bullshit against white people, and you are white. Oh. One last thing, Mexicans. Now, my mom would say, Mexicans are bad drop, Mexicans are bad drop. But riding with her, she is Mexican. If she believe in that logic. And she has a grandbaby that's part Mexican. Doesn't look good on you. You know, just saying. Just saying. So each of us have prejudice against that group and that group. We share traits like that group we prejudice towards. It's very sad to say, and to be honest with you, that you are that group. You're part of that group. It's sad to even realize that you live in a pathetic society where people get caught up with somebody's words. And, oh my God, I feel what David Chappelle is saying is very offensive. He offended me. He offended my pronouns. It's like, Jesus, these people get bachelor's in pronouns? Jesus Christ. This is what's, I'm not gonna lie to you. I followed this guy's name, Sneeko, and he was watching, he was reacting to a video of gender pronouns and LGBTQ shit. He was like, this is some white people shit. Because there's no other group. I'm sorry, white people, but this is no other group that does this but white people. Now I see what my parents be talking about. I see. It's not white conservatives doing this. It's white liberals. It's like, well, you voted for these people in here, shit. You voted Democrat all the way. Leave Joe alone. What is Joe doing? Shaking hands with ghosts? Can't even finish a sentence together? Jesus Christ. Trying to talk to these motherfuckers about Joe Biden. He can't even handle the damn conversation. Jesus fucking Christ. Just saying. Look at the economy. It's like, shoot, you look at $8. These niggas look at, oh, this is $2. Leave Joe alone. When Trump was in there, he set back the tax brackets. And when Trump was in there, the America was divided. When Trump was in there, black people were making money. We had the platinum plan. This man funded the HBCUs, the guy that you claimed to be racist. You claimed him to be racist, was helping your black ass. Okay. And the guy that you claim is not racist, that's telling you, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. That should have woke you up right there. For all these people that got all butthurt about what Trump said. And Trump, in this world, you might need a little push. You might need a little direction. Hell, I would like to have a direction. Teddy, go ahead and drive more. Teddy, go ahead and do some push-ups. Teddy, go ahead and run a mile. You can do it, Teddy. Come on, Teddy. Let's go, Teddy. You can make that money. Come on, Teddy. You need a little bit more direction. But people get so caught up in their feelings. Like, we live in such of a bitch-dominated society. You know? You can't make this shit up. You know, you got, a lot of these women, not all women, but some of these women that can't even have a conversation with a man. They say, oh my God, I got, well, he doing this and he doing that and he won't pay for the child support. And why should he? Why can't it be a both thing? And I got people in my family that always say some shit like, it's a woman's choice and men don't have no say so. But you are a man. Okay. Men don't have no say so. It's a woman's choice. It's a woman's choice. How interesting that you say that, but you gave birth to four kids. You could have aborted all of us, to be quite honest with you. Without me, you niggas wouldn't have to work a phone, let alone a TV. How you work this TV? How you work the monitor? How you work the projector? How you work anything that's technical? I can imagine if my parents decided to abort us all. People gotta think of miracles. If you are not willing to have children, close your legs. Put your penis back in your pants. If you're not willing to have kids, wear a condom, wear birth control. Life has lots to offer. Life gives you options. You can live with your parents or not. I choose to live with my parents to save money. Obviously. I ain't got a lot of money to move out yet. I ain't got a lot of money to move out yet. So, I was working two jobs, I'm out this bitch. It's very interesting. You know, life gives you options. You're either going to be rich or poor, or you're being stuck in the middle class, keep saving money. I'm learning these things from the top millionaires to billionaires. A lot of them either invest in their money or spend it. I'm tired of saving money. I want to spend my money. I want to invest in my business, invest in crypto, invest in stock, invest in NFTs. I want to spend money to make more money. That's how life should be. To get ahead in life. So it's easy for a man to say it's a woman's choice if you gave birth to four of your kids. You got to practice what you preach. You gotta practice what you preach. I can't come out and say I'm the best driver and I don't go out and drive. Or I'm the best teacher and I criticize my students. No, hell no. Hell no. No. You gotta practice what you preach. If you think you're the best, you gotta work for it. If you believe that shit, you should abort your kids. It's a woman's choice. Well, you'd be one of these beta ass men that can't even talk to their woman. Just saying. Just saying. Just saying. Don't kill the messenger. Listen to the message. That's why a lot of these women, or a lot of these criticizers that was praising over Kevin Samuel's death, because they ain't like the messenger, but they didn't understand the message. You had some of these women or some of these people that understood his message. Okay, I'm going to focus on my relationship. I'm going to focus on my marriage. I'm going to get married at 30, 31. I'm going to focus on my career in my 20s and start to have a family in my 30s. People need to start thinking about the future. I think we get so stuck in the present and get stuck in the past. It's like, okay, we can't change the past, but we can change the present in order to build a better future. We can do these things. Podcast. If the podcast is listening to stuff, people could do this. People could do this. This even goes with racism. I hate when people try to, excuse me, I hate when people try to bring up my race and be like, as a black man, you need to know your place. As a black man, you don't understand. As a black man, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I don't even read the Bible and I know that verse. I don't even read the Bible, but I know one of the verses. I know one of the verses. Some people won't even repeat that and give up on life. They'll kill themselves in a minute. You got to give people hope. You got to give people what they believe in, motivation. Yes, I don't drive. Yes, I'm skinny. What the fuck is you doing with your life? When I was in high school, I got bullied verbally by people saying, you skinny, 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 skinny. I probably talked about this on my podcast. You skinny. You need to get your weight up. You need to eat a lot. I'm like, what about you? What you doing? And after that, ain't nobody fucked with me ever again. Ain't nobody mess with me ever again. I didn't cry. I didn't bicker. I didn't give them power. If you confront a racist, you will make them look dumb. If you confront, this even goes back with the Will Smith situation. You going up there slapping Chris Rock because he said an alopecia joke about your wife. You could have just stayed in your seat and just said, like, hey, Chris, my wife has alopecia, and it will make him look dumb. But since you walked up there, slapped him, then you cost your own career. Then the months later, you want to go on live to your audience and, oh, Chris, I want to apologize. Chris is not going to accept that unless you two hug it out or he slaps your ass back. I would slap Will Smith. It's like, bitch, you slapped me in public. I'm going to slap you back. Now he got to remember that. Now everybody else got to remember that humiliation. Actions have consequences, but people don't think about that. I wish we could put so much emphasis, the amount of time we put on other people's words, I wish we could put that much emphasis on people's actions. I think we'll have a better society. Oh my God, he said this, he said that. Sit your ass down. Do you have anything else to say about this person? If they talking about you, you should talk about them. If they trying to stab you, you should stab them. If they trying to fight you, you should fight them. That's how you should do that. If they bring a gun, if we're going to have a gun fight, you have to bring your gun to the fight too. You can't bring no knife to the gunfight. They'll win. They'll obviously win. Now that guy, that old man in California had to defend himself and defend his store. One of them guys rolled up and had those, I don't want to say the wrong weapon, but let me say assault rifle. I could be wrong. One of those those ARs. And the guy, the store owner, had a shotgun. He said, pow! And the guy that tried to rob him, he said, oh, he shot my arm off. He shot my arm off. See, this goes to show that California has weak gun control. This goes to show that California has weak gun control. Gun control doesn't solve gun violence. It doesn't. Criminals don't care about the rules. They don't care about the laws. They don't care about those things. You look at Chicago. Chicago is a war zone. Niggas get shot over there than Iraq. New York, they passed this stupid gun legislation, making it tougher for civilians, but not criminals. Criminals will have the guns. They don't care about the law. But these civilians? There's going to be more dead civilians than there are criminals. You're going to make it harder for the police. But they want to say, Texas is number one of school shootings. Texas is number one for this. Because Texas is a red state. Because Greg Abbott passed that legislation. That's why. Well, Greg Abbott passed the law. At least he give you freedom to own a damn gun. We ain't got no gun to defend us. We got bats. We got knives. But if a person roll up with a gun, who do you think gonna win? Not us. Well, we can always pray they don't come into our house. I'd rather pray and live than pray than die. Lord, I pray nobody come in this house. And if they do, we rolling up with our ARs. We rolling up with our shotguns. We gotta get out of fear. And even with me too, when it comes to driving, I have my own perception with driving. I have my own prejudice. Oh, you most likely to die in a car and get in a car crash. I have my own prejudice too. I'm not perfect. None of us are perfect. But we need to get out of that. I think teachers should be armed. If my mama don't want to be armed, have any of her colleagues be armed. I think mama should own a gun. Just be trained. As long as they train her on a gun, I'm fine with it. I'm scared. Because she would never hold one before. I heard my dad tell her that, according to my dad, he said, Your mama threw away my gun. Well, you were responsible for the gun. Then we don't want no gun in the house. If you practice more, you can get used to it. Just like with me driving. If I practice more driving, I have a different perception. Let's make a deal. You can own a gun and practice with it, and I'll start driving more and practice it. Oh, we can't do that? Oh, okay. I guess we can't. But this goes to show that how gun control laws don't work. They never did. They never worked. There's going to be more armless civilians, more casualties, even up in there in over there at that Red's grocery store with all those black people that were killed. The shooter shot all those black people. It would have been nice if we had one, two, if not four black people that were practiced and armed and knew their Second Amendment and took out the shooter. I would be more glad for that. Even at the Uvalde shooting, I would be glad. That's why black people need to, you know, I always say this. And it's not to attack black people. No, I'm for my people. I want my people to succeed. I don't want my people to be a monolith and believe in all that white man and racism. You look at our economy. You look at our culture. Black people, we're in the bottom of the fucking totem pole. We're at the bottom of the totem pole. We don't have a lot of two-parent households. Most of us are raised in one parent household. Not me. But I know people that were raised in a one parent household. My mom knows students that were raised in one parent households or didn't have none of their parents. We got to do better. Seems like voting Democrat for 6 decades ain't damn sure ain't did nothing for us. It sure ain't did nothing for us. That's my overall end goal. So, Teddy, what's the next step if you end up completing your end goal? Black people vote independent, if not Republican. Either way, I'm fine with it. As long as we vote non-democratic, I'm fine. I'm fine. Black people start waking up. Oh, Joe Biden ain't shit. We start voting for Trump, or we vote for either person. Good. Now we can move on. Now we can own businesses. We don't believe in all this critical race theory, BLM crap. We ain't believe in all that. Because we can succeed. We can. I'm tired of black genocide. Every time you turn around, there's some girl killing her boyfriend or killing their children. Why you gotta kill the children? Why you gotta kill the children? Born or not born, abortion or not. Come on, y'all. We gotta do better. We gotta do better. But Kevin Samuels' words offend you. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. I don't hear that, boo. I don't wanna hear that. His words hurt me. But bitch, you killed your children. You killed your children on live. Even the lady that killed those six people in Los Angeles. You would think that she would have died in that car accident, but she killed six people, including a baby. And according to my sources, the baby that was involved was it pregnant or not? But I know it was a lady that was pregnant with her boyfriend. They wanted to go check on the monitor to see if the baby was beeping. Now they can't even do that because they dead. They're gone. They're dead. We gotta move on. My boyfriend broke up with me. There are other fishes at the sea. Gotta do better. I see why we vote Democrat, because we kill each other. If you want to vote Democrat and believing in all this critical race theory, continuing having these cycles of unarmed black men getting shot and killed, or baby mama drama and all this other bullshit, I don't want to live in that reality. I want to live in a reality where black people are succeeding. I want to live in reality where we ain't got no baby mama drama. I want to live in reality where we are producing our population. We go from 12% to freaking 20% of our population. The Mexicans are over succeeding us. Hell, the Asians, they might as well succeed us too. They got more businesses than they got us. They selling our haircut products. Now, I'm not saying attack the Asians. I'm saying learn from them. Learn from these groups. Stop trying to attack a certain group because they got more money than you. That's all I'm saying. I get so tired of bull. I've reached 20 minutes of this podcast. But at the end of the day, we just need to just get riled up. Get riled up, man. Yeah, I believe we could do better at least. Last segment. I suspect we just could do better at least. Things will be going on in the world. Believe in all this abortion BS. And abortion and woman choice. Bullshit. Diversity and inclusion. Bullshit. It's bullshit. You can believe in all that diversity and inclusion. My son is a Trump supporter. He's a Trump supporter. Yes, I'm a Trump supporter. Jesus Christ. It ain't like I killed somebody. Jesus Christ. They treat you like you're a fucking abomination. I feel like I'm not gay, but I kind of feel like I just came out. Mom and Daddy, I'm gay. And your family's like, oh, Jenny's gay. Oh my God. He's an abomination. Shoot. I feel like how people, you know, it's crazy. It's very ridiculous. And you just, and they say America's divided. I think America, America is divided. And I think it's gotta explain a lot why liberals make a lot of money. Like, liberals will bitch about everything. They'll bitch about climate change. They'll bitch about the economy and say people are making less than $20 and they will raise the minimum wage to $20. But liberals are making more money. Say, why can't you just donate all your money to all the people that are struggling? Oh, we can't do that. Oh, okay. Greta Thunberg probably making more money than a lot of people. And she complained about climate change. All right, good. You're famous. Golf. You know, it's crazy. A lot of liberals, they complain about a lot of things. I feel like I'm on some Bill Maher shit. Like, the left has changed, and I'm not. Or I'm not, I haven't changed. The left has. Maybe you thought they were supposed to support you through your life or actually against you. I'm just angry, you know, angry at a lot of these things. Stuff I talk about, can't even have conversations with my family about. He said, you put too much time on this and you're not putting your time on film. It's like, is it because you come at the wrong time? It's like, I'll be so far ahead of what I want in life and you want me to go back and back and back. I just remember a time. I remember a time when I used to hate Trump. I remember a time when I was just like, I wish he was dead. All these hateful things. I was not on some Kathy Griffin shit. No, she'd gone too far, but she did. She destroyed her career. Or Jussie Smollett. But Jesus. I like me now than I was back then. More knowledgeable, more logical. Me and my daddy can go in and out. Pause. We go at it each other. You know, he comes with his liberal facts, and I come with my conservative facts or whatever. We can actually have a conversation. Now, it was one day or one night, me and my mom, we were watching What Is a Woman? Matt Walsh on the Daily Wire. And we got 5 minutes in, and I paused it. She said, I don't like his approach. I'm like, what approach? He just seems, like, he's not this. Like, can we just finish it, please, before you judge it? Don't judge a book by its cover. Can we just finish the damn documentary? And then every time, like, we click play, my dad comes in. Even though my intentions was to show her the documentary, he kept looking at it. I'm like, he kept going upstairs and downstairs and upstairs. Like, nigga, make up your mind. Jesus. Maybe me and you can watch it next time. But make up your mind. I was actually trying to, my intentions to show her, not you. But thank you for participating. But after we got done with the documentary, she understood clearly. She's like, oh shit, it was actually a good documentary. And she does this every time. I don't want to watch no animation. Oh, it turned out to be good. I don't want to watch no superheroes, and it turned out to be good. I don't want to watch no Republican stuff. Oh, it turned out to be good. It's like, and it's like, you, all the stuff that you thought was bad turned out to be fucking great. Don't judge a book by its cover. You know, I wish I had that same, you know, with CNN and MSNBC, but they lie too goddamn much. I'm just saying. You know, you never know what you could be missing. But you're worrying about the scandemic and, oh, I don't like what he said, and he's making all this money and profit. I came here to listen to the message. Like how CNN and MSNBC is y'all news, this is my news. If you don't like it, fuck off. I didn't say it that way, but I'm like, fuck off. I don't do the same thing, but she watches Bravo. Jesus. I'm like, can we watch something else? He's like, okay, Bravo's on. Cool. I got my earbuds on. I just be watching what I watch. Just want to have that same. These people, they be preaching equality. I would like to have that same fucking equality too. If you don't like what I watch, fuck off. Go watch something else. I'm just saying. It's crazy. It's very insane. It's no different with I forgot what I was gonna say. It's no different if I was watching. Obviously, I'm not gonna watch that in the house. I don't ever get caught. I don't ever get caught when I watch. If you know what I mean, I don't ever get caught doing it. Nobody catches me. I'm trolling on this podcast right now. I think I should do more of these. I'm pretty sure I'll do more of these. Pretty much, yes. I just need to get that effect thing where people be laughing at and shit. Man, I was watching Andrew Schultz. I think it was 2 months ago, and he was talking about the MAGA hats. It was one of them I actually found funny. It was about the he was like, Biden ain't got no merch. I was like, the MAGA hat, whoa, that was white people's what's it called, tattoo drop or something he was saying. And it's fast, like Biden ain't got no merch. Everybody knows the iconic MAGA hat. I gotta get me a MAGA hat. I gotta get me a MAGA hat. I'm gonna get my mama a MAGA hat. I'm gonna get my daddy a MAGA hat. We all gonna have MAGA hats. With diversity and inclusion, I'm very open-minded. Will you be open-minded for a MAGA hat? No. I don't want no MAGA hats. You gotta practice what you preach. I'm just saying. You gotta practice what you preach. You don't hear me saying it. I'll eat all kinds of food, and I'm very picky with every certain foods I eat. I'm open-minded with all kinds of food. And I'm like, I don't eat corn. I don't eat this. I don't eat Brussels sprouts. I don't eat. I don't say that shit. It's like, I am what I am. You don't see me coming liberal in conversations. Like, I speak to all sides. I want diversity and inclusion. Bullshit. I live with a Trump supporter, and they don't even try. Don't you think that Trump supporter has some trauma, psychological trauma? Just saying, they were in a car accident. Some people walk out of a car accident, like, hey, I was in a car accident. It's fine with me. I'm cool. It's like, damn, Jesus. Can't make this shit up, man. But at the end of the day, this is enough for the Teddy Higman podcast for right now. So thank you for listening in for the Teddy Higman podcast. I think I'm gonna do more of these. This might have been like an hour long, but I've been seeing the stats on how many people have been playing the latest episodes, or like most of my hour long episodes get the most plays, whereas most of my like 60 minute and under don't. They don't get a lot of plays. They probably get like 5 or 10. Maybe like that, but the hour-long ones, especially the Roe v. Wade one, that Roe v. Wade got 15 plays. The highest that I had so far was episode one, School and the Stereotypes, the first episode. That had like at least 60, 40 something plays. The stats might have changed for right now, That's very crazy for a lot of people to listen to my I've been doing this thing since 2019, and I've been in an on and off relationship with this podcast. One minute I say I'm not no longer doing the podcast, next minute I'm doing the podcast, and who knows what my mind will make up with this podcast. But all I can say is, if you commit in something, you put your commit you put your commitment to it. But I'm not really committed to this podcast. But today I am. Thought about doing this podcast because I was under the weather. But thank you. Thank you for listening to the Teddy Hickman podcast. Thank you. Bye. What's up, everyone? About the Teddy Hickman podcast. Today is August 17th, about to be August 18th. I just wanted to notify y'all about what's happening with me on TikTok. So every time I pop up my TikTok, ever since I uploaded the whole Abba and Preach reacting to the SJW confronting Alan West, that video out of all my TikToks, if you follow me on at Teddy Hickman on TikTok, let's say INTJ5 with a 6, and they have my YouTube link. I forgot to put on that sub for channel right there, just in case they take off my YouTube, just in case they take off my TikTok. Out of all videos, the Abba and Preach one has a standing of 643,200 of views. And my follower count, ever since I uploaded that, and I know I got some Kevin Samuels ones, even with latest one being 105,800 views. It's like, I'm like, Jesus. And I got those pinned, including the one I went to New York, and that only holds like 5,561. So my follower count, ever since I uploaded that Abba and Preach one, of just Preach reacting to that SJW, shoot, my followers went from 800 something to currently standing at, let me reload this, to 7,200 followers. Like, if you follow me on TikTok, my thing is like going up right now. Literally, it is going up. And I got some other videos too, but TikTok been on my dick for real. They talking about some community guidelines violation on one of the Abba Preach videos. And I had some videos that I had previously, and they talking about some, this affects the community guidelines and community guidelines. And they was saying one of the videos had abusive behavior or hateful behaviors. Like, free speech. Like, I know I'd be watching Sneeko and a lot of these other people, but they are absolutely right. Like, free speech is dead. Let it be a comedian or Abba and Preach and Hodge Twins. If I post about them, they TikTok always saying shit about it's hateful, it's hate speech, and it's hateful behavior, and this is violence. It's like, what the fuck are you talking about? This is speech. Speech can have hate, but speech is overall, it's just speech. They always gonna bring up hate speech, or this is sexual assault, and you're bullying. No, this is speech. Deal with it. It's words. But people get caught up. TikTok get so caught up in their feelings. And I'm just the type, don't really give a fuck about TikTok. But ever since my followers went up, it's like, okay, let's celebrate. And then they put my ass on view only mode. It's like, bitch, I can't even celebrate. I go up, TikTok's trying to throw some violations at me. They trying to talk shit. I tried to email these motherfuckers and they trying to come at me. It's like, bro, I can't even celebrate. Just coming at me for no reason. I don't get it. This is just speech, bitch. Deal with it. It's speech. It's fucking speech. So I understand where a lot of people that got more followers, either YouTube, Twitch, or TikTok is talking about, Instagram, Snapchat, the list goes on, Twitter. I get what they're talking about. A lot of these people that go against the whole norm of how liberals control big tech, it's like, you can't make this shit up. You literally can't make this shit up on how they ultimately control big tech because of over speech. Liberals used to dominate free speech, especially comedy. Comedy, they used to dominate comedy. And ever since Trump ran for office, or when he left out of office, and you got sleepy ass Joe up in there, people's like, fuck being liberals. We're going to be, moderates, or if not classical liberal, or you sound
Like, if you sound conservative and you go against the grain, they call you a racist, they call you homophobic, they call you all these things, sexist, misogynist, like people that society, you know, call polarizing and all these labels. Those are the types of people that are, you know, they speak the truth. Dave Chappelle, Bill Maher. But I don't think Bill Maher got canceled yet. Joe Rogan's get canceled, but he speaks the truth. Kevin Samuels gets canceled, and Kevin says Kevin Samuels died, and people are celebrating. Sneeko is speaking the truth. Kanye West is speaking the truth. Andrew Tate and his brother are speaking the fucking truth. I haven't gotten to their level yet, and maybe when I will, I can say fuck them people. I mean, fuck the norm. You know, it's just, you know, you can't make this shit up. And I'm just like, every time I open up TikTok, my followers just are like, keep going up due to that one video. And I have multiple ones. It's just that one video. It's like, the video is called Abron Preach Reacts to SJW Confronting Allen West. Like, that, out of all my videos, that's the one that has the most. And I know it was one of my videos with the Hodge twins, and it was also one with me just dancing. TikTok came after that and says copyright and all this other bullshit, and they had to mute the sound. So you can't even do certain things on TikTok. Why add music? If you're going to say this shit is copyright, then why would you add music? I'm just saying, why would you add this music, even with Instagram? I know they have music, but they ain't like they removing my shit either. Like, you can't make this shit up. But TikTok got a fucking issue. I don't even really be on TikTok. I'm not that heavy when it comes to TikTok. I can give a two fucks. But I can't celebrate because my followers, people started following me because I uploaded one video, and I can't fucking celebrate that. Are you fucking kidding me? Like, I can't stand TikTok doing that shit. You know. But fuck TikTok. I'm going to go to my Instagram. Hopefully people follow me on YouTube, because that's where I'm going to be mostly putting my content at. YouTube. What I got up on this bit? YouTube. I got all kinds of stuff. Hold up, man. Get me out of here. YouTube, Twitch. Nah, not Twitch. Discord. I don't know why I keep saying Twitch. I be thinking that Twitch and Discord are the same thing, but they're really not, though. YouTube, Instagram, Snapchat. Like, if you follow me on my Instagram and you click on the link below, you'll find me on all those platforms and shit. But I was just pissed. I just wanted to just talk about that. I'm about to publish this episode for the podcast. Thank you for listening to the Teddy Higman Podcast. Be blessed.